Today we're talking to Laurel Chaitin, who has made a documentary called Touched about none other than our old friend and supporter, the beloved John Mack, the Harvard psychiatrist who had the courage to come out and say, yes, he thought maybe abductees were telling us something about something that really happened to them. And he has taken quite a journey since then. Laurel, you have too, because you came to this from where, really? From what sort of background?
Well, I was abducted by John Mack.
By John Mack.
Okay. What happened was I had absolutely no interest in the subject matter, knew nothing about it, and John saw me speak with my last film. And he came up to me afterwards and said, and I didn't even know who he was. And he actually contacted me afterwards and said, would you be interested in making a film about the work that I'm doing? To which I said, no, I'm not really interested. And then he gave me a copy of his newest book, which was then Passport to the Cosmos, right before it was printed, so it was the transcript of it, or the gallery
right.
of it. And I read it, and I said, it really scared me, and I said, I'm really not interested in any of this stuff. But then he invited me to the Harvard Faculty Club to hear some of the experiencers speak. And I went very begrudgingly, said, what am I doing here? But I always joke and say it was a free meal, so I go, you know, you're an independent filmmaker, you got to get food wherever you can.
Right? Right, yeah.
So I go there, and there were two people speaking. Incidentally enough, the two people that spoke are the ones who ended up in my film. But Karen in particular, I remember she was sitting across from me, and you need to understand that I went feeling very, very skeptical about all of this, and really sort of my arms crossed and, okay, I'll go. And she started telling a story of physically touching. She held out her hand and contact with one of these beings, and she started to cry, and how intense that connection was. And I was so moved in that moment by her story because I realized that we're all seeking connection. It's sort of human nature. My whole life is about connection or disconnection. It's why I make films, is I'm trying to connect with people. And so when she did that in that moment, I turned around and I said, how can I not make this film? Because at that point, it was no longer about alien abduction, but it was about the human experience of really longing for connection. So at that point on, I said, okay, I'll make the film.
You're right. I now call myself agnostic. I am not right. convinced that these people have been visited by aliens, but you must have some idea of something about this experience that makes it worth making a movie about.
Well, you know, as I said, what I'm most interested in is the human experience in terms of what do you do when something comes in your life and you can't explain it? How do you then live your life? At this point, after now 3-4 years of being immersed in this phenomenon, one thing I can say is I don't think it's internally generated. In other words, I don't think it's a psychological phenomenon. But I don't know what it is because I haven't had the experience, so it's really hard for me to take that leap of faith. But there's another part of me that thinks that maybe everything that everyone's reporting is exactly the way it is. So that's why I call myself agnostic. It's more about the human emotion than it is about alien abduction. So I think I was very drawn into that longing for just to connect to something.
And yet you say longing but not fear.
Right, right. That's why I say initially when I heard Karen talk about this longing, she wasn't talking about fear. And I was really affected by that whole concept of the people, I think, in our society right now. If you let me get on a soapbox for a minute.
Oh, please.
We're so disconnected from one another. And for a lot of reasons, even with the whole internet and all this advanced communication, we seem as if we're connected, but we're so disconnected. And I think that people really are wanting community. They're wanting to connect with other human beings. And so that's the thing that got triggered in me. Is that whatever these beings are, that they're getting us in touch with this feeling of longing for that deep, deep connection, soulful connection with another sentient being. And so that initially, I think, is what was the impetus for me to want to make this film. As I keep saying, it was a very, very human emotion as opposed to, I don't know what this phenomenon is. I knew I was never going to figure out what the phenomenon is, but what interests me most was how the human being reacted to it. which is why the spouse's story was so interesting to me as well.
Yes.
So, and also because it's just so much a fabric of who I am, is that, you know, that's why, as I say, I make films, is I want to connect to, I make films about people that are silent, that you don't really hear about, because I want to connect those people with the rest of the world, break stereotypes, all of those things. That's what interests me initially.
Laurel, I would like to thank you very much, because it's one of the few really credible, really thoughtful attempts to record this experience on film by somebody with enough sensitivity to do it right. And it was just, I thought,
well, thank
an
you.
Absolutely beautiful job, touched. A documentary about people who think they have contact with aliens and the Harvard psychiatrist who believes them. Go to blinddogfilms.com. This is Whitley Strieber. Thanks very much for listening.